In every walk of life, more and more of us are starting to accept that when tackling hard problems, faster is not always better. That the best solutions take flight when we invest enough time, effort, and resources. When we slow down, in other words. There are many questions to answer in this book. What is the slow fix? Is it the same recipe for every problem? How do we know when a problem has been properly solved? Above all, how can we put the slow fix into practice in a world addicted to speed? To answer those questions, I have been traveling the planet, meeting people who are taking a fresh approach to solving tough problems. We will visit the mayor who revolutionized public transport in Bogota, Colombia, hang out with the warden and inmates at a state-of-the-art prison in Norway, explore how Icelanders are reinventing democracy. Some solutions we encounter may work in your own life, organization, or community. But my goal is to go much deeper. It is to draw some universal lessons about how to find the best solution when anything goes wrong. That means spotting the common ground between problems that on the surface seem completely unrelated. What lessons can peace negotiators in the Middle East, for instance, take from the organ donor system in Spain? How can a community regeneration program in Vietnam help boost productivity in a company in Canada? What insights can French researchers trying to reinvent the water bottle take from the rehabilitation of a failing school in Los Angeles? What can we all learn from the troubleshooters at NASA, the young problem solvers in Odyssey of the Mind, or gamers who spend billions of hours tackling problems online?